Extra, Big Town Extra. He's all about the Lonely Hearts Club expose. Extra, Big Town Extra.
Welcome to our Big Town Lonely Hearts Club, my dear. Come in and say goodbye to loneliness.
Why not stay here at our club, Mrs. Adams? I promise you won't be lonely anymore.
Please let me leave this place. Let me go. Please let me out of this horrible place. Please, please, please.
Yes, listen to this up-to-the-minute story of one of the oldest rackets in the world, The Victimizing of Lonely Hearts. Another dramatic expose brought to you by Lever Brothers Company, makers of Life Boy Health Soap. Another headline story of Steve Wilson, fighting editor of the Illustrated Press, whose newspaper creed stands for freedom and justice against the forces of intolerance and evil.
The power and the freedom of the press is a flaming sword, that it may be a faithful servant of all the people. Use it justly, hold it high, guard it well.
Now to Big Town and tonight's story of the Lonely Heart. A great city can be a very lonely place. Thousands, young and old, disconsolate and lost, seek friendship, companionship, or romance, and find happiness. But the helping hand can also lead the lonely heart to tragedy, despair, and death. Such is the background of Steve Wilson's story. It began as a young girl rang the bell of a large brownstone house in the once fashionable section of Big Town.
Good afternoon, young lady. Welcome to our friendly little club. Won't you come in?
Oh, thank you. I'm looking for someone who...
I understand. We are all looking for someone. Friends, companionship. You've come to the right place, my dear. Come in, come in.
I hope so, for... You see, I...
Don't try to explain, my dear. I understand. Please come in the parlor, and I'll tell you how our little club works. I'm sure you want to join, meet all of our members.
Oh, but I don't want to join your club. I'm looking for someone who did several months ago. My aunt.
Oh, your aunt?
Yes. She came to Big Town last fall from upstate.
What is your aunt's name?
Agatha Adams.
Agatha Adams?
Yes. Oh, Aunt Agatha stayed at a hotel for a couple of months, but got lonesome and wrote she was thinking of joining some club.
Did she say which club?
Well, I think she mentioned your club. I didn't save her letter, but I'm sure.
I'm afraid you're mistaken, my dear. No one by that name has ever been a member of our little club.
Oh, but I'm sure. I remember the name and the address.
You are mistaken. I am in charge. I know every member, past and present. No one by the name of Agatha Adams ever joined or lived in this house.
Oh, but... Well, perhaps she used some other name. She was so shy. She was my father's sister, never married, and cared for me until I went away to school. And then she felt lost and useless and came to Big Town.
Yes, yes. An old, old story, my dear. But I'm sure she did not come to us.
Well, how can you be so sure?
We investigate our members very carefully. Their background, reputation, financial responsibility.
Aunt Agatha had money, quite a lot. That's another reason I'm worried. Why I came to Big Town to find her.
Why are you worried? Has she written you letters?
Oh, no, I haven't heard from her since she moved out of her hotel.
Have you inquired at the hotel?
Yes.
She must have left an address.
No, she didn't. I inquired. Some man came for her things and paid her hotel bill and left no forwarding address.
My dear young woman, you're wasting my time.
But I must find my aunt.
Why? She sounds like a mature woman of sense and independence. She wanted to see you or hear from you. She would write.
Yes, but she always wrote me regularly until 2 months ago.
People change. She's probably found new friends, new interests.
But she hasn't even written her lawyer. Why, we've heard nothing. Don't even know if she's alive, except for the checks.
Checks? What checks?
Why, the checks she's endorsed almost every week for larger and larger amounts.
Checks? For how much?
Almost $10,000.
$10,000?
Almost half of all she has. I'm sure something's wrong. Something's happened.
Young woman, I don't like your insinuations. This is a respectable club. And I tell you, your aunt is not here. She was never a member, and I must ask you to leave this house.
Oh, but couldn't I stay here a few days while I look for her?
No, this is not a hotel. We have no room. If you want my advice, I suggest you go back home and wait until your Aunt Agatha sees fit to get in touch with you. Good afternoon.
Oh, please, couldn't you give me a list of other clubs?
No, good afternoon. Goodbye.
dear dumb Dora, that was a stupid way to handle that inquisitive young woman.
Shut up, Mal, you double-crossing swine.
Easy on the names, my dear. I have a few for you. But when thieves fall out, the profits fly out the window.
They've been flying into your pocket, you dirty dog.
Consider the compliment returned. What's sticking in your craw?
Checks.
Checks?
Yes. You've been able to get that dopey Agatha Adams to sign $10,000 worth, and all I've seen is a measly grand.
Oh, that.
Yes, that.
I was saving it for a surprise, a sort of anniversary present on the completion of our first year of service to the cause of lonely hearts in Big Town.
Save that corny line for the lonesome suckers. I want my share now. We're going to have to get out of here quick.
Nonsense. Why should we beat it?
Look through the glass curtain of the door.
Huh?
That girl's gone across the street. She's sitting on a bench in the square, watching this house.
That's because your stupid behavior made her suspicious.
How would you have handled it, mastermind?
Well, by practically throwing her out. She is watching the house. The upper windows.
You better get upstairs and see that Agatha Adams doesn't get out of bed and crawl to the window.
Ah, not a chance. She's weak as a kitten. You better go up and give her another treatment so she won't disturb any club members who drop in this evening.
All right. But what are we going to do about that girl?
I'm going out the back way to the alley. Watch that girl. See where she goes. What she does.
She's liable to go to the cops, the Missing Persons Bureau. They're liable to come here with a search warrant.
That'll take time. If she goes to the police station, I'll call you. Get Agatha ready to leave.
She's so weak she can't walk.
We'll take her in a cart in the station wagon.
Where?
Out to the cottage up the river.
Then what? Suppose she dies on us.
Quit jittering. So what if she dies? That won't be the first one. Now get upstairs and get her ready.
You wait a minute now. You give me my share of the 10,000 you got out of her already.
Hey, what's the matter? Don't you trust me, Dora?
Like a rattlesnake.
I told you to take it easy on names. Now, go take care of Aunt Agatha while I go see what we've got to do about her nosy little niece.
Come in, Miss Adams.
Oh, thank you for seeing me, Mr. Wilson.
Oh, sit down, Miss Adams. I'm only too glad to have a chance to help a friend of my old boss. He was city editor of this paper when I was a cub reporter.
Yes, he told me.
How is Bill Green?
Oh, just fine, Mr. Wilson.
Is he still publishing the best weekly newspaper in the country, except during the trout and hunting season? Oh,
yes, Miss Kilburn, and he asked me to tell you, Mr. Wilson, to be sure and come up for the trout fishing.
Well, I'm going to try to make it, Miss Adams, but now about your Aunt Agatha.
Oh, I'm frightened, Mr. Wilson, really frightened. As I told you over the phone, I'm sure that woman knows something about my aunt.
Lorelei, What did you get out of our morgue file on that heart club on South Square?
The morgue? Oh, Mr. Wilson, you don't think my aunt is dead?
Oh, no, Miss Adams. Our newspaper morgue is a file of clippings and information on all kinds of persons and subjects.
Oh, I see.
What do we have on that club, Lorelei?
Well, nothing, Steve, except it's run by a Mr. and Mrs. Dean. It's either on the up and up, as most of them are, or it's managed to keep out of trouble and the papers.
Yes, you see, Miss Adams, there are many such clubs in big cities, founded for the purpose of fostering companionship and friendships, even romance, between lonely persons who have no other way of meeting.
Oh, I know, and I don't want to make trouble for anyone who is trying to do something good and kind. That's why I haven't gone to the police, but oh, that place, that woman frightens me. She seemed to want to get rid of me and told me to go home.
Miss Adams, what about those checks you mentioned? Does the bank in your hometown suspect forgery?
No, Mr. Wilson. They say my aunt's signature is genuine, but her monthly statements sent to the hotel here in Big Town have been returned because, well, they have no forwarding address.
And you've heard nothing from her?
No, not for 2 months. Not since she wrote me she was moving to that club on South Square.
Are you sure the address was South Square?
Yes. That much I remember for certain, but what can I do, Mr. Wilson?
Oh, just a minute, Miss Adams. Lorelei?
Yes, Steve.
How would you like to join this Lonely Hearts Club?
Oh, golly, yes, Steve. That'd be one way of getting in and finding out what's going on.
You'll have to dress the part. You don't look like a girl who would ever be very lonely.
Thanks, but a reporter's job doesn't give a gal time. And a little soap on the paint job and a severe hairdo will turn me into a plain Jane with a heart just aching for companionship.
Oh, but Mrs. Kilburn, I can't let you do this.
Well, why not?
Well, because, well, there's something else I haven't told you.
Oh? What's that, Miss Adams?
Well, after I left the square and phoned you, I think I was followed.
followed by that woman?
No, by a man, a tall, good-looking man.
Well, you're an attractive young woman, Miss Adams.
But he didn't try to pick me up, Mr. Wilson. He didn't come near me. He just followed me. He watched me.
Did he follow you here, to the press office?
Yes, but he didn't come in the building.
That does it, Loreline. I think you better stay here, Loreline. And Miss Adams, I'll go along with Miss Gilbert.
Oh, but Steve, it'd be a dead giveaway if we went there together.
Yes, but I don't like the looks of this. And I don't think you'd better go to that house alone.
Well, then let me take Harry the hack. He can hang around the square and keep an eye on the house while I get the lowdown on the setup.
All right. Well, I pick up Harry and get down there.
Will you be here in case I get anything?
No. Give me a good description of your shadow, Miss Adams.
Well, he's tall and dark, and wearing a tan hat and tweed suit and a sporty-looking polo coat.
Well, that'll be enough. You'd make a good reporter, Miss Adams. I'll wait here in my office, Miss Adams. Come on, Lorelei. If that man is still waiting, I think he'll also lead me to the house on South Square. Let's go.
Lifebuoy gets skin cleaner.
Lifebuoy gets skin cleaner.
And the cleaner you get your skin, the surer you are of being fresh and attractive. So remember, Lifebuoy, with its purifying ingredient, gets skin cleaner. Stops B.O. as no other leading soap can. Here's what the doctors proved in 820 scientific tests.
People took daily baths with different soaps. Doctors found that Lifebuoy does more than just remove the grime and perspiration you can see. Lifebuoy's purifying ingredient makes it more effective than any other leading soap against the invisible dirt that brings on B.O.
Lifebuoy's milder, too. Safe even for baby's tender skin.
And you'll like the way Lifebuoy, made with costly coconut oil, bursts into quick white lather, even in hard water.
Lifebuoy gets skin cleaner.
Lifebuoy gets skin cleaner. Keeps you fresh and attractive. Protects you as no other leading soap can. Bathe with Lifebuoy Health Soap every day. Get the big new bath size. Buy Lifebuoy right away. Now back to Big Town and tonight's headline racket expose of the Lonely Heart. While Steve Wilson follows another lead on an elderly woman who has vanished in Big Town, Lorelei is on her way to a social club in the cab of Harry the Hack.
South Square coming up, Miss Kilbane. You want me to drop you in front of this here now so-called heartache club?
Yes, Harry, but don't wait. Cruise around and keep an eye on the house.
Check. I'll roll around through the back alley and scout the layout in case of contingencies.
All right, Harry, and keep an eye open for Steve tailing that character in the tan polo coat we spotted in front of the press office.
Right, he looks like a sharp operator. Here you are. What's cooking?
I think they've got Miss Adams' aunt in a vicious swindle.
Uh-oh. In which case, watch your step and holler if you need any help of a knock-a-knock-a nature.
Thanks, Harry. I'll be careful. You better get going.
Okay, I'll be around.
Front room curtains moved. My arrival has been duly noted, and I shouldn't have to wait. Where I go into my act. Good evening.
Good evening. What can I do for you?
Why, I heard about your friendship group, and I thought I'd like to see your club.
Oh? Who told you about our club? We don't advertise.
Well, I was dining alone in a restaurant the other night, and I heard a couple talking. They'd met here, and they seemed so happy together, and I thought...
I'm sorry, young woman. We don't take anyone unless they are recommended by someone we know.
Oh, but I could give you references. I have a very good job.
I'm sorry. We take in very few young people, and you'd find it quite expensive.
Oh, but I'd be willing to pay. I have money, a small inheritance.
Oh, I see. That makes quite a difference. Come in, come in.
Thanks. Why should it make a difference?
We have to be careful of our reputation. Young girls looking for wealthy men to marry can cause us a lot of trouble.
Oh, I understand. And I'm just looking for companionship. Intellectual companionship. Perhaps someone who likes good music.
Yes, you look the type. We have several gentlemen who just like good music. But first, your references.
Oh, yes. I work for a publishing house. I write.
You write what?
Oh, sort of true stories about people.
Oh, confessions?
Yes. Sometimes you might call them just that if I can get the true fact.
Just a moment, young lady. Hello? Yes? What? Are you sure? How soon? I can manage. In 10 minutes. Park the station wagon in the alley and I'll have everything ready to go. I'm sorry, miss. I don't think we care to have any writers as members of our club.
Oh, but I wouldn't write about...
I'm sorry. Try some other club. I'm very busy. Goodbye.
Just a minute. You wouldn't be busy getting rid of one of your present members, would you?
What do you mean by that? What kind of an act have you been putting on?
What kind of act are you putting on in this plush trap for the Lovelorn?
Just who are you and why are you here?
I'm Lorelei Kilburn, and I do work for Steve Wilson, a newspaper editor.
Newspaper?
Yes, and I am a writer. A crime reporter.
Crime reporter?
Yes, and by your actions, it looks like I've come to the right place.
What are you talking about? What crime are you talking about?
Didn't your partner in the polo coat just phone you that Mary Adams went to the Illustrated Press? Didn't he just tell you that you had to get Agatha Adams out of this house?
Why, you nosy little twist.
Where is Agatha Adams?
There's nobody by that name here.
Well, there won't be in another few minutes if you and your partner can manage to get her out of here. Now, get out of the way. I'm going up the stairs.
Oh, no, you don't.
Let go, Mrs. Dean.
Like nothing.
See? You're big, but I happen to know a little about judo, and in that kind of contest, the bigger you come, the harder you'll fall. Now, get out of the way.
No, you don't. Come on. You don't. Nosy little newspaper fool button in here. Now we've got to get out of here. Get out of here quick.
Hey, boss. Mr. Wilson.
Yes, Harry. Where's Lorna?
In that house around on the square. You telling the station wagon that just pulled in the alley a minute ago?
Yes, Harry. The driver is the man in the polo coat who followed Miss Adams to the press office.
That's what I figured. What's he up to?
I don't know. I trailed him from the press office to the garage where he picked up that station wagon. I think he spotted me because he made a phone call and tried to shake me in traffic before he cut back here.
Well, you sure got him cornered in that alley, boss.
Oh, how so, Harry?
That's a blind alley running behind the houses on the square. He's got to come back out this way with that Suburbia jalop.
That's a lucky break, Harry. Where's your hack?
Parked right over there across the street.
Perfect. Drive in that alley and block this exit. Don't let that station wagon out of there until I can get into that house and see what's going on.
Fear not, boss. And if that polo coated polecat comes out and gives me argument, I will restrain him with my trusty knock-a-knock.
No, Harry, we have no proof he's involved in anything criminal and no right to stop him if we had. Just block the alley, keep him from rolling that station wagon until we can find out if Agatha Adams is in that house.
Doing? Where's Agatha Adams? Why haven't you... Hey! Who's that girl on the floor?
A newspaper reporter, you dumb smart aleck.
What's she doing here? Why have you taped her up?
She's here looking for Agatha Adams.
What brought her here?
Adams' niece went to the newspaper office and spotted you following her, you stupid dope.
Well, all right, leave her there on the floor. Let's get Agatha Adams and get out of here, quick.
Never mind that dopey old dame. Get your things. We gotta get out of town fast. Miss Kilbourne Dane said somebody was trailing you.
Yeah, I know. That's why I phoned you to get ready. I shook the guy in traffic, but he may come here. Come on, let's get going.
Where's that money you got from that Adams dame?
I got it. You'll get yours.
I'll say I will, and I want it now.
Wait a minute. The door. Maybe that guy that trailed me.
It'll be this Kilbourne dame's boss, an editor called Steve Wilson.
Wilson, the racket buster. So that's who's been tailing me. He works with the cops. You'll call him if he doesn't get in.
He'll call him anyway if he gets in and finds this Lippy Kilbourne dame and she tells what she knows. Let's beat it out the back.
No. We got to have time to get out of town.
How are we going to get it?
Let him in. Stall him till I can get this girl out of the way. And get set to take him.
Wait a minute. With what? You ain't using no gun and getting me mixed up in no murder.
Shut up! Go stall him, then bring him in here. These fire tongs will cut him down to size and shut him up till we can get out of the state.
You better hope. Get that Kilbourne dame in the back room and get set. Just a minute. I'm coming. Yes? What is it?
Good afternoon. Are you Mrs. Jean?
Yes, here. The idea you're pushing your way into this club.
Let's call it bad manners. Where is Miss Kilburn?
I don't know any Miss Kilbourn, and this is a private residence.
It's a club, been licensed as a public boarding house, and I want to see one of your residents.
Who do you want to see?
I intend to find Miss Kilbourn, one of my reporters who came in here a few minutes ago.
Oh, a girl reporter. Why didn't you say so?
Where is she?
Right in the sitting room, just down the hall, interviewing my husband.
Good. I want to ask him a few questions myself.
Go right ahead, Mr. Wilson. I'm sure he'll be glad to see you. Walk right in. He has an answer for all your questions. Step right this way.
Lifebuoy gets skin cleaner.
Lifebuoy gets skin cleaner.
And the cleaner you get your skin, the surer you are of being fresh and attractive. So remember, Lifebuoy, with its purifying ingredient, gets skin cleaner. Stops B.O. as no other leading soap can. Here's what the doctors proved in 820 scientific tests.
People took daily baths with different soaps. Doctors found that Lifebuoy does more than just remove the grime and perspiration you can see. Lifebuoy's purifying ingredient makes it more effective than any other leading soap against the invisible dirt that brings on B.O.
Lifebuoy's milder, too. Safe even for baby's tender skin.
And you like the way Lifebuoy, made with costly coconut oil, bursts into quick white lather, even in hard water.
Lifebuoy gets skin cleaner.
Lifebuoy gets skin cleaner. Keeps you fresh and attractive. Protects you as no other leading soap can. Bathe with Lifebuoy Health Soap every day. Get the big new bath size. Buy Lifebuoy right away. Now back to Big Town and to Steve Wilson as he enters the parlor of a so-called Lonely Hearts Club in search of Lorelei Kilbourn in tonight's racket expose headlined The Lonely Heart.
After you. Go right ahead, Mr. Wilson. Your reporter, Miss Kilbourn, is in the parlor interviewing my husband about our little club.
Thank you, but I think you'd better come along with me, Mrs. Dean.
Why should I? I'm busy. I have to get things ready for our club meeting tonight.
That can wait. After you, Mrs. Dean.
Very well. But you've no right to come crashing in here and ordering us around. Malcolm.
Yes, my dear Dora.
This is Mr. Wilson of the Illustrated Press. He wants to ask you a few questions about our club.
Why, certainly. Come in, Mr. Wilson.
Thanks very much. But first, where is my reporter, Miss Kilbourn?
Miss Kilbourn?
Yes, I told him she was here, Malcolm, interviewing you about our club.
Oh, yes, of course. Her name slipped my mind.
Where is Miss Kilbourn?
Why, she's gone upstairs to interview some of our resident members. Won't you sit down and wait?
No, thank you. Am I telling me what you're doing with those fire tongs, Mr. Dean?
Fire tongs? Oh, I was about to build a fire in the fireplace. It's getting rather chilly in here.
Yes, very chilly. What have you done to Miss Kilbourn? Where is she?
I told you, she's upstairs.
Upstairs with Agatha Adams?
I don't know what you're talking about. Grab him, Dora. Hold him.
No, no.
No.
Why, you murderous rat. That was meant for me. And there's a good chance you killed your wife with those fire tongs.
I'll kill you for nosing into my business.
Your racket. The filthy racket of preying on lonely men and women. Now, where's Miss Kilbourn? Where is Agatha Adams?
Right here in this house, but you're not going to get out of here. Phone the cops or send me to prison.
Prison is too good for you, Dean. And if your wife dies, you'll be lucky if you don't go to the chair.
If I go, it'll be for smashing your head. You those fire tongs. Oh, you slug, I'll break you.
Not telegraphing your punches like that. Now, where's Miss Kilbourn?
Where you're going to be when I get through with you.
All right.
Let's see.
Come in. Come in here, Harry.
Holy moly, boss. What a wrecked joint. And boy, are you beat up.
I'm all right, Harry.
Hey, who's the dame on the floor and a gory gent laying in the corner like a corpus delicti?
The management of this
rat trap, Harry.
Where's Miss Kilpine?
Open that other door, Harry. She may be in the back room.
Oh, take it easy, boss. You took quite a beating taking that guy. Hey, she's here, boss. On the floor. Taped up like a mummy.
Is she all right, Harry?
Well, her eyes are open and snapping like snapping titles, so I guess she's okay. Wait till I get this tape off her mouth.
Harry, is Steve all right? Where is he?
Right here, my lovely. Are you hurt?
Well, my dignity is hurt and my professional rep ruined, and I'll never live this down. Get the tape off my hands and feet, will you, Harry?
Sure thing. Halt still.
Oh, well, be careful of my nylons. Have you found Agatha Adams, Steve?
No, Lola, no, but she's here in this house. She must be upstairs.
Oh, the poor woman. I wonder what they've done to her.
I'll phone Callahan of Homicide as soon as Harry gets you on tape, Lorelei. I'll go upstairs and get the Lady of the Lonely Heart. Well, friends, we found Agatha Adams and most of her money. They treated her pretty rough, but she recovered and was happily reunited with her niece. As for the lonely heart racketeers, Dora Dean didn't die, but she and her husband were paid with long sentences to prison, thus ending a vicious racket that made a mockery of thousands of real friendship and lonely hearts clubs, clubs which honestly and sincerely operated to fill the aching void of loneliness so many find in big cities or in any other place.
How about next week, Steve?
Well, let's hear from our narrator, Dwight Wiest, on that news item, Lorelei.
Okay, Dwight, go to press.
Right, Lorelei. But first, remember, doctors have proved it. Life Boy, with its purifying ingredient, gets skin cleaner in your daily bath. Stops B.O. as no other leading soap can.
Say, Dwight.
Yes, Lorelei.
Dwight, I want to tell the women about that purifying ingredient of Life Boy's. That's what makes Life Boy milder, so safe and gentle.
Yes, friends, and it's the reason Life Boy keeps you fresh and attractive, protects you when other soaps fail. It's one more reason why today Life Boy is used in the homes of 40 million Americans. Get Life Boy health soap right away. Next week, another big town story concerns a real threat to the freedom of the press, and it's headlined The Iron Fist. In tonight's dramatization, all names, times, and places are fictional. Big Town features Edward Pauley as Steve Wilson, Fran Carlin as Lorelei Kilburn. Special sound for tonight's show was created by NBC soundmen John Powers and Chester Hill, and The Lonely Heart was written and produced by Jerry McGill.
Lever Brothers Company has amazing news. New 1950 Rinso with Solium. It's here a year ahead of time. New 1950 Rinso has three times the whiter washing action of any other soap. The sensational new washing action of 1950 Rinso gets white clothes whiter than new, washable colors brighter than new, and keeps them whiter, brighter than any other soap. Rinso is so safe for clothes, so kind to hands. Get new 1950 Rinso at your dealers now.
Be sure and be with us again next Tuesday at the same time when Lever Brothers Company will again present Big Town. This is your narrator, Dwight Wiest, bidding you good night.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.